HealingPowerHour.com.
Tune to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L.
Everyone, this is Dr. Akilah L, and welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. I am your host, looking for a co-host. I am your host, Dr. Akilah L. You can call me Dr. Akilah. And as always, in every show I do, I wish upon you love, peace, health, and prosperity. Today, we're going to do a show, which is episode 16, which is Healthy Hair, Skin, and Nails 101. And we're going to get into that really, really soon. And I'm doing this, hey, you know, I'm really feeling proud of myself. I'm doing two shows back to back. One I did late last night, episode 15. Late last night, didn't get any live callers or live listeners. Of course I didn't, because I'm the only one who's home at night doing a broadcast on Saturday night. And I decided to take a break from my friends. What kind of nonsense is that? But I had work to do. In my defense, I had work to do. And I decided to take a break and do a broadcast, because I've been slacking lately with the broadcasts and things like that. And I've been making a plea for those of you who are listening to this live or who will listen to this in the future, looking for a co-host, someone who can co-host a show with me, because I noticed that when I was listening to a lot of my tapings from a live broadcast from an actual radio station, WRFG, I noticed that I was able to share more information when I had someone to bounce off of. When I'm by myself, and many of you know this, I will, you know, jump around, you know, like I have ADD or something, and I go from one place to another, to another, to another. Then I have to catch myself and bring myself right back to the middle where I started and get back on topic again. So this is something that I decided I definitely need a co-host. And I'm putting that energy out there because I hopefully that will happen. And I'm just seeing that happening in the future. How soon? I have no idea. I'm going to let the Most High determine the date. And this is when you actually let go, let God, and you just really just release the need to control the situation. And I think a lot of us can learn from this, is that when you want something, you just really have to let it go. You know, ask for it, pray on it, meditate on it, you know, write about it, chant about it, whatever it is that you do it, and then let it go. Just move on, you know. So just move on to the next subject, and you know, but when you move on knowing that it's going to come to you, and release the need to control when and how and who it's going to come. So that's the real message behind, or should I say that's the real method when it deals behind let go, let God. So a lot of us, we want something, and then we want to know, we want to try to control and rush the date and we want it to be a particular color or a particular person or particular situation that we definitely want. We just don't, just open to let it happen. So I think we should let that go. And I want a good co-host that's going to balance me out. And I have faith that it happens. And you know what? Here's something else. If it doesn't happen, then I'm going to take that sign too, because maybe it's not meant for me to have a co-host. But I'm open to either one. I'm open to having a co-host, and I'm open to being the only one. Either way, I'm going to be okay. But it would be great to have a co-host for the sake of my listeners, and I will improve my focus as the shows progress every month. All right, today's topic: healthy hair, skin, and nails. And how did this topic came about? Well, I am so happy that I kind of knew that the product was going to really take off, but our hair growth and repair, woo, it is really taking off. I've been getting a lot of I can't say a lot of emails. I've been getting a lot of phone calls, and I've been getting emails, so I've been getting a lot of positive feedback about our product, Hair Growth and Repair. We have the only combination so far. I'm sure someone else is going to read the combinations I have and produce the same thing, and that's fine. Hey, you know, the one thing about herbs is that you can't patent them. And as long as they make sure that the herbs are quality and potent, that's fine. You know, you never come from a position of lack. So I don't think from a position of lack. And if someone else were to look at the formula that I created and notice how my formula for hair growth and repair is being so successful, and create the same herbal formula and call it something else, more power to them, you know. We can't patent God's herbs, so only thing is I use it and somebody else can use the same thing, and if they get successful, fine. But I don't come from a position of lack of saying, oh, I'm going to sue them, I'm going to get them, they how, hey, and just start making a big stink about it. That's not me, so I just want the best quality herbs. So, but anyway, one of the things that people have been noticing is that even though they're taking this for their hair, they notice that their nails are growing and their skin is becoming more clear. And they wanted to know what herb inside of the Hair Growth and Repair, Celestial Healing Wellness Hair Growth and Repair Supplement, is causing their nails and hair and skin, their nails to grow and their skin to become flawless and clear. And the answer is all of the herbs. All of the herbs that are for your hair will work for your skin and your nails as well by default. But it's more concentrated for the hair, and you know, it will also work on your skin and your nails it as well. I do want to say, and I want to add, that for those individuals who are having problems with their nails, if you're having nails that are brittle, if you're having nails that are chipped, then you can usually get evening primrose oil. You can also get vitamin E oil. And you can use both of them, by the way. You can get vitamin E and you get evening primrose oil. And the vitamin E, you can take about, depending on the person. Now, I don't like giving blind advice because everybody's different. And your body type, your height, your weight, you know, your lifestyle, all of that is different, and that determines how much evening primrose oil you take as well as vitamin E. But I'm going to give a generic suggestion, and, you know, you would have to tweak it for your own body type, lifestyle, etc. So let's see, for vitamin E, I would say about 400, no more than 800 I use. a day. And for evening primrose oil, I would say about 1,000, no more than 1,500 milligrams a day, depending upon the person. Some people I suggest more, some people I suggest less. It's just, like I said, it just depends on the individual and what's going on with their nails. If you have markings in your nails, that's also a zinc deficiency. So that too needs to be included into your regimen of supplementations. So be mindful of that. Let's see. So that's the nails part. Skin, let's talk about the skin. And I am going to take some phone calls, not right now. I probably will take it half past the hour. So right now I'm broadcasting this at 7:10 p.m. is what it is right now. So at 7:30, after the couple of drops, if you want to call in live, you can call in. Our phone number is area code 347-884-9480. We do have some callers today, but you guys going to have to wait until like 30 minutes after the program. That's when I'm going to answer the phone. So like I said, if you want to call in, you can call in and join in the conversation at area code 347-884-9480. So let me go back to you. And I'll be accepting phone calls after 7:30 tonight. So let me go back to the skin. Now, I noticed that a lot of people are having problems with their skin. And before I talk about the remedies for wrinkles, acne, eczema, psoriasis, and hives, let me talk to you soon-to-be mothers or you mothers about stretch marks. Stretch marks are not really hard to prevent. Notice I said prevent. And if you have dark skin and you have stretch marks, depending upon how long you have had the stretch marks will determine how soon you can get them to fade away. I've noticed that when clients have stretch marks and their melanin is dark, what I mean by melanin, they're Hispanic or African descent, you know, maybe a couple of Asians, maybe. It depends on the Asian's skin tone. So it just depends on that. But let's talk about prevention first, you know. If you would like to prevent stretch marks from happening and you are planning to have a baby or you just found out you are pregnant, here's what you do. Now, this goes for everybody. Remember, I said I don't like giving blonde advice, but this right here works for everyone. You want to make a bottle of oil that you can place and rub all over your stomach, your breasts, your hips, your thighs, and the oil will consist of jojoba oil, cold press extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, just a little bit of coconut oil, just a little bit. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm doing this at the top of my head. This is four oils. Let's see. Extra press virgin olive oil, jojoba oil, coconut oil. Oh my goodness, I can't believe it. Castor oil. See, it's an oil I don't remember a lot of times. Castor oil, okay? Put that in and, you know, mix that around. You can make it smell good by getting some essential oils, like rosemary or any peppermint, whatever you want, the oil, or lavender. Lavender is a scent that men love the most, actually. So, ladies, if you want an aphrodisiac, you can always get something that has lavender in it, okay? So, so let's see. So you can put some lavender in there. And what you do is as soon as you know you're pregnant, before the baby starts to grow inside you, you start to keeping your skin oiled. I will also highly suggest you start taking oil supplementation, where we're talking about essential fatty acid oils like your cod liver oil, your salmon oil. Flaxseed oil is going to be your best friend, by the way. So you're going to start taking those supplementations. And don't forget even primrose oil, so you can take those with your vitamin E. So you're going to take those quality oils inside, your essential fatty acid oils inside, and then also you're going to stimulate your new skin growth on the outside with that oil combination. And every time you start to itch, see what happens is that sometimes women will put on the oil first thing in the morning, and then they leave, and the rest of the day they're itching because the skin is stretching. And every time you itch, your skin itches, you know, in that area. Now, if you're not pregnant and your skin is itching, that's something else. But if you are pregnant and your skin is itching where it's growing, that's when you're supposed to put the oil on. So I have my clients who are pregnant. They're like, depending upon the pregnancy, they're oiling their bodies probably 4 to 5 times a day. And this is something our ancestors used to do way back when. So, you know, you can, a lot of people are like, oh, gee, that's a lot of oil. It's really not. It's really, really not. You know, when you're sitting in the doctor's office, you can have it in your purse and just take it out. And as soon as you start feeling yourself itching, start oiling yourself down. Or better yet, every 3 hours or every 3 to 4 hours, go to the bathroom, go into the bathroom stall, you know, lift up your clothes, unbutton your clothes, and start to oil your body. You will not have stretch marks, I promise you. This is the stuff the stars know, and these are the things that you should know. But because, you know, a lot of times we want to worry about the stretch marks after the pregnancy, which is really kind of playing Russian roulette, in my opinion. You're taking a really big chance when you do that. But I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm saying that, it, you know, it's a 50-50 chance of really getting rid of them. And if your melanin is light, they're going to stay for life. I'm sorry. It's not going to be something that you're going to be able to get rid of easily without laser surgery. I noticed that they're using laser surgery to get rid of stretch marks. So no matter what nationality you are, you can use that oil and just oil. Now I will say this, depending on your nationality, depends on how often you have to oil your body. Because understand that people of European descent will not have to oil their body as frequently as people of African descent. That's why people of African descent, we don't have to wash our hair every day. And where people of European descent, they do have to wash their hair every day or every other day. Usually it's every day. And it all depends upon the oil content in your skin. So that I will have to say that the 4 to 5 times, maybe even 6 or 7, it just depends on the person. It also depends on their skin condition. They will have to oil their body like that, versus someone of European descent will not have to, okay? So that's your remedy to prevent stretch marks. And if you have stretch marks, there's a certain type of remedy you have to deal with, but, you know, you usually use the oil or the cocoa butter, which works wonders, shea butter as well. Oh, yeah, shea butter can also be used in that concoction for those who women who are pregnant to prevent your stretch marks. Shea butter is very good, too. Shea butter is also known to help prevent wrinkles as well. So big ups to shea butter, because, and I could do a whole show on shea butter. But I want you to be careful, because a lot of these cosmetic companies, they understand the nutritional value and the potency and the wonderful effects of shea butter. And then they'll get this lotion that has aluminum and ammonia and all this other crazy yellow 15, red 49, and all this other crazy stuff that you can't pronounce. And they have shea extract at the last of the list. You guys have to understand it, that if you mix natural with unnatural, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So if you get something off the shelf at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, whatever, wherever you went, and it has this lotion that has, it says, now filled with shea butter, which is supposed to be the trigger point to get you to buy it, understand you're being used. You're being had. The shea butter you should have should at least be 90% shea butter. And let's say, for instance, if it's 50% shea butter, if it is 50% shea butter, the other 50% should be something other natural. It should be like 50% shea butter, 50% with the other 40% of cocoa butter and 10% of jojoba oil. So I don't cater to the products that have natural and unnatural stuff in there. It's like saying, hey, I think I'm going to worship God and devil at the same time, cover my bases. You can't. You have to. I love saying this, choose a God, because this is what people want to choose, holistic health and medicine and the pharmaceutical drugs too. They want to do both, and you're going to have to make a choice eventually down the line. Let's talk about acne, and eczema, psoriasis, and hives are going to be next. Actually, let me say something about hives, because that's going to be really quick and to the point. Hives, 90% of hives is stress-related. Boom, there you go. When people have hives, it is a trigger in the linguistics. It's going to be in your... It's going to be a trigger in your nervous system that will cause you to break out in whelps or blemishes or things like that, which we call hives. And that's basically due to your stress level. One of the things, the reason why I love 5-HTP is that it's excellent for people who go through stress and affects their skin or affects their hair. So when some people, if I'm stressed, it doesn't affect my hair. Stress affects other people differently. What stress does for me is that it affects my colon. You know, I don't go to the bathroom like I'm supposed to. And if I go through a day and I did not go to the bathroom, if I didn't eliminate with a number two, something's up. Either I ate a lot of junk, which is very rare, or I'm stressed out, and that causes problems on my colon, which is causing the colon to tighten up and prevent you from expelling the waste. But some other people have problems with their skin. Or they'll have problems with their hair. Their hair begin to fall out. And this is usually, a result of stress. And you definitely will have to de-stress yourself. But 5-HTP will work wonders. It's not a cheap thing either. It is something that's relatively expensive. But it works wonders, okay? It really, really supports the nervous system, and it definitely helped people for mood swings. When I had a teenager who was abusing ecstasy, and his mother brought him to me. And people don't understand about ecstasy, it really elevates that. It's what they call a love drug. And once they get off that high, they think they're very depressed, or they have suicidal thoughts. And one of the things to help with that is one of the many things to help with that, because I do put them on a big time regimen, provided that they have to going to rehab, because 5-HTP is a very good natural supplement for serotonin. Okay, because when they're taking ecstasy, their serotonin is sky high, and it's totally depleted when the drug wears off, and that's how they are getting very depressed and suicidal. So 5-HTP is one of the main regimen list, main ingredients on the list of supplementations that I will suggest to a youth who's going through rehab from ecstasy. So for those who are having mood swings or having cause of depression, 5-HTP along with other herbs will help. And when I say other herbs, remember, you guys gotta understand, everybody's different. Everybody's lifestyle is different. Everybody's stress level, their health, everybody's different. So don't listen to me and say, oh, I'm suffering from depression, let me take 5-HTP. You take it doesn't work. You know, this once again, what I'm telling you is why I don't give blind advice, is because everybody is different. Everybody is different. No one is the same. So when you come to me, and you come to me for a phone consultation, or you come see me in person, I get to know you totally. And I mean, when I say totally, I'm talking about mind, body, and spirit. I am knowing all of your bodies, and I formulate a program specifically for you. So what works on you is not going to work on Jane and John, okay? It's only going to work on you because it was formulated specifically for your body, period. So when I throw out these pearls, understand, it might not work for you. And if it doesn't, don't email me asking me for full remedy. I don't work for free. Okay. Now, let's talk about acne, eczema, psoriasis. Acne is going to be a result of your colon. A lot of times, if you have a stopped-up colon or you have a lot of debris or toxins in the colon, you're going to develop acne. A lot of times, if you also have drugs, the side effects of drugs, and when I say drugs, I'm not talking about recreational drugs, I'm talking about pharmaceutical drugs, over-the-counter drugs, the waste of that drug will also be deposited to the colon, and that will affect your skin. Remember, folks, the skin is an organ. A lot of you all don't know this, but the skin is an organ, and it's also known as the largest organ on your body. So when you have some things that are going on with you, understand that this is going to affect your skin if your colon is not in check. So when you get your colon together, and you will take care of acne. A lot of times people want to take care of the surface and use all these creams and all this other stuff for acne, but the root cause, remember, that's what naturopathic doctors like myself do. We deal with the root cause, and the root cause is dealing with the colon, okay? So fix the colon, you fix acne. And usually if you have a bad colon, it's because you have a crappy diet. Also, there's an exception to that. There's an exception to that. Yes, there's an exception to that. If you're a female, it's hard. Sometimes if you have acne, let me say if you have a bump or two, I really would not call that an acne problem. I would say that's a hormone imbalance. So there are exceptions to the rule. So you will have some problems going on with the skin in your face. But I know a particular client, every month she gets this big bump right on her cheek. And it's the only one there, and she gets it right before her period. And I got her hormones together, and now it doesn't happen anymore. It used to happen to me a long time ago. I remember that happened. I used to get it on my chin, two bumps. I used to get two bumps, like, right when my period starts. And I gave myself a blood test, and I figured out I was looking at my estrogen level, and it was sky high. Ugh. And you don't want your estrogen level to be that high, and so I leveled it out naturally, and the bump stopped. So I rarely get acne. So when something like that happens to me, it's going to be hormonal, and that goes with some women too. So it's like if women are having problems with their, you know, skin, it's usually hormonal, or it's a lot of times dealing with the colon. If it's dealing with a male, usually it's a colon situation. But if they're taking chemically enhanced drugs like steroids, that will cause acne as well, and that's very common. So, you know, which, like I said, if you take steroids, that debris of the side effects will go into the colon and be absorbed into the circulatory system, and it is expelled out through the skin. So, you know, your skin being the largest organ, you are expelling a lot of toxins through your skin. This is why I like sweat baths. I used to talk about sweat baths a lot. And I stopped talking about it. I guess, I don't know if I stopped talking about it because people wasn't listening or because I lost interest, but it really does work. What you do is you put 3 cups of Epsom salt into the bath. I mean, you got to make that hot water real, 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 real hot. Hot as you can stand it. So you'll put 3 cups of Epsom salt in there and some angelica root in there. And you have a towel that's very cold, and you place it over your head or your forehead, and you relax. Have your knees, you know, when you're in the tub, it's best to have your feet in there. You can have your knees out and your lower body in and your upper body. The water should not go past the heart. So the water should go right up to the heart level, and that's what you call a sweat bath, and you start to sweat. And it's really therapeutic. People who are starting to feel themselves coming down with a cold, if you're starting to feel yourself getting sick, you don't know why, you do a sweat bath. And once you, look at me skipping around. Let me finish the remedy of the salt bath, sweat bath. You sit in there for 30 minutes. If the water gets cold, fill it back up with hot water. You got to keep that water hot as possible, hot as you can stand. I keep it so hot I don't move, because if I move, I can feel it being really hard to get hot on my skin. Now, there are times I have to move because I want to get some water. So I tell people to have, like, a big thing of water beside the tub and make sure that the towel on their head or on their forehead is filled with some kind of ice to keep their head nice and cool as they sweat all their toxins out from the sweat bath. And 30 minutes is up, let the water cool down, get out. The key is when you get out, you have to wrap your body up from head to toe. So you got to make sure you have 2 things of socks. You have to make sure you're like long johns on, and then your top, like a regular cotton shirt should be over your skin. Make sure it's clean. And then you can put something like a sweatshirt over it. So when you sweat out, it'll go into that cotton shirt, and then have like a hat on your head. I know it sounds crazy, but let me tell you, when you wake up, you're good as new. Your skin will feel alive, refreshed, and all of the ick you felt before you got in that tub is gone. So I used to do those sweat baths when I was in other countries where I couldn't get my hands on herbs. So that is a good remedy for you guys. Okay, I'm going to make a couple of drops. And then when I come back, I'm going to finish up 2 things on the skin, and then we're going to start taking some phone calls. So I will be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akilah L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com. Holistic Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141.
I love that drop. I really do. Zoom, zoom. I need to play that song as my exiting song. Stop doing this new. And you know what? I don't have time to do an exit song because I go on and on and on. And next thing I know, I got like 2 minutes left into the phone, the broadcast, and that's the end of that. So anyway, I'm gonna start accepting phone calls in a minute. So if you guys want to call in at area code 347-884-9480, you can do so, and you can call up, and I will get to you. Let me just finish talking about the skin. I just talked on acne, and now let's go into eczema and psoriasis. Now, eczema is something I used to battle with. Think the Most High, I don't have to deal with it anymore. But eczema is really just a side effect of having a lot of candida in your system, a lot of yeast. And as a woman who loves sweets, I used to have a lot of yeast in my system in the past. And understanding that your body expels a lot of toxins and the candida will get into your system, and it will get into your skin, and you will come out with either eczema or psoriasis. Why some people eczema, why others psoriasis, I have no idea. I would like to research that, but I don't. My interest in it is not really a big deal, so I just know how to take care of it. I know how to naturally cure it. So, but the who, why some people get psoriasis and others get eczema is just something, I'm sure it's something simple. I just don't have the interest in finding out at the moment. So I got other things I have to deal with. As long as I know how to reverse the situation, that's all I care about. But eczema is a result of candida. So those of you who currently have eczema, you would probably benefit from going on a candida diet. And I do believe we have that candida diet on the website, healingpowerhour.com. So if you are currently experiencing eczema or psoriasis, one of the many things you have to do is go on a candida diet. The second thing is you need to call me and set up an appointment so you can figure out what remedy you need to deal with to, or shall I say, you need to get a remedy that I need to create for you to really get down to the heart of the matter and get that completely out of your system. There is a bad news to eczema and psoriasis. It is not something that will go away within a matter of weeks. We talking about candida, depending on how much candida is in your system, will determine how long you will have to be on that regimen. So if you have candida in your system and you have a whole lot of it and you've had it in your system for years, you know, expect to be on a candida diet for a very long time. We talk about a minimum of a year. You know, for me, it took because I had so much candida. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, but you're a vegetarian. How did you get a lot of candida? Well, you know, Snickers, donuts, candy, chocolate, you know, cakes, apple pie. That's not meat. So, you know, a lot of once upon a time, and I know this is going to shock you, I used to be a junk food vegetarian. Yes, get the oohs and ahs and hisses out of the way. Yes, I used to be a junk food vegetarian. Now I know better, and when you know better, you do better. And I haven't dealt with junk food in years. And when I finally got, we're talking about real big years, once I finally got that candida out of my system, my taste buds have totally changed. I don't even desire or even crave the junk. I think I said this on another show. I have a Krispy Kreme we have to drive by on a daily basis, and I can't stand to smell it because it'll make my teeth hurt. Well, once upon a time, I could throw down a big dozen box in a heartbeat, and now, you know, I can't even look at a Krispy Kreme donut without even touching my mouth and feeling a toothache and ugh. Anyway, so it took me 2 years because I had a lot of candida in my system. And, you know, when you have that in your system like that, you're just going to have to just buckle down. So for those who have a bad case of eczema, understand that you're going to have to consider this a lifestyle change and not a candida diet. It's going to be a candida lifestyle change that you're going to have to deal with for a long time. 2 years is a long time. The same thing with psoriasis, okay? So if you have psoriasis, you're going to have to deal with the candida lifestyle, not the candida diet. One thing I want to say, and then we're going to take some phone calls. I see some people are in the queue. Hold your horses, everybody. I'm going to get to you in a minute. One thing I want to say is that you guys can't get away from drinking your daily requirement of water. So if you want good hair, skin, and nails, you have to drink water. And vitamin water does not count. It has to be clear, clean, ingredients-free water. And I'm not talking about salsa water or carbonated water, plain water. All right? You're going to have to drink it. I don't know. You know, I love water so much that if I don't have it on hand, and I mean, I have water everywhere. People come see me. I have my water in the consultation room. I have water either in my car or truck. I bring water to the gym. I bring water to my martial arts facilities. I will have my water. And a lot of times people want to know, how do I look so young? I have to say, you know, not necessarily genetics. I will have to say it's my lifestyle. I don't let nobody stress me out, especially family and friends. I eat healthy, but I will have to say that a lot of my youthfulness is due to water, my love for water. And I didn't always love water. I was a typical ghetto kid, grew up on Kool-Aid like everybody else, you know. And when I got in college, I used to drink milk. Oh, I used to drink that stuff by the gallons, milk and Diet Pepsi or regular Pepsi. You know, I came from the North, so coming to the South, you know, finding Pepsi was just like Mission Impossible almost. But I got a supplier, and I was getting my daily thing of Pepsi. I think my life changed after the cancer situation, and that's when my diet began to change. Actually, it did change it after when I was going through the natural remedy to cure the cancer. I totally went, I think we were on vegan, almost raw. Water was the only thing I was allowed to drink unless it was herbal teas, which was for the remedy. So after the regimen, I started to just stick to those habits. Yeah, I would stray away every now and then, and that's when the junk food came in. And usually the junk food was an emotional thing, not really a nutritional thing. Of course it's not nutritional because there's nothing nutritional about junk food, but it was just something I just needed, and we all went through it, and I went through it, and now I do better. Okay? So that's that. And you're going to have to get your fruits and vegetables. How many times y'all heard that? Your essential fatty acids. But the biggest thing I want you guys to start learning how to include it to your lifestyle is exercising. Please find some way, shape, or form to include at least a minimum of 30 minutes of exercising into your regimen. You only need to exercise, I would like people to exercise more than an hour personally, but, you know, if you're the kind of person like, I don't have that much time, you can really make time if you really wanted to. If it's just not a priority on people's list. If exercise was a priority on your list, you will make time. That's just an excuse. But, you know, you'll benefit from it if you were to include it. So just minimum of 30. But my minimum is actually 60. I like people to be on at least 60. But to be fair, minimum of 30 and then slowly move up to 60. Then you could be like me, 2 hours. So, no, don't worry about that. I'm in 2 hours because I'm into sports. And so I'm into a lot of things that require my body to excel on a high level. So that's why I deal with 2 hours. But if you get exercise, it improves your circulation, and it also will stimulate the organs in your body. And remember, the skin is the biggest organ, so the skin will benefit the most from you exercising because you're flushing out the toxins, you're sweating it out. But remember, hydrate yourself. Every time you sweat, you got to drink more water, okay? So please get the exercise in there, and with the exercise, you have to include sleeping. You have to sleep. So it's no point in eating right, getting your exercise, drinking your water, and you only getting 2 hours of sleep. You know, your body has to repair itself, and it always repairs itself while you're sleeping, and you have to get that sleep in there, okay? All right, so let's go to the switchboard. Once again, if you want to call in, I'm going to take calls. Excuse me. I think that is rude that I do that, clear my throat on the air. You guys don't care, but I care. I don't like doing that. That's rude on my part. I can't stand when I do that. I'll listen to the music. I'll listen to this in the background. I go, oh, I think I cleared my throat again. Anyway, area code 347-884-9481, and we have a caller here at an 862 area code. Caller, you are live on the air with Healing Power Hour Radio. This is Dr. Keela. Who am I talking with? Okay, I guess that caller was not ready to talk on the phone, so we'll go to another caller. So let's go to someone else. You guys, listen, you guys got to be ready when I pick you. Okay, here's someone for 404 area code. Okay, calling in. Caller, you're live on the air. This is Dr. Keela. And who am I speaking with? Hello. Okay, that person is not ready either. Okay, I see. You know what? I'm not taking any more phone calls. That's two people who were in the queue, and I put you on the air, and you guys were not ready to talk. So I'm not taking any phone calls. Well, maybe next time we'll do it again, but, you know, I tried to take some phone calls, and nobody was ready to talk. So anyway, so, hey, no big deal. Let me get back on what I want to say about exercising, because I rushed that because I wanted to get to those callers that were waiting at the moment. But the exercises, you guys got to really, really do your best to include exercising. And if you would like to know when is the best time to exercise, I would have to say that the best time to exercise is in the morning. But please don't feel that if you only have time to exercise at night, that's not doing any benefit. It is. I will have to question your sleeping, because if you're exercising a lot at night, you probably will be hyped up and it's going to probably affect your sleeping. But hey, some people are different. Some people may exercise at night, and they're so exhausted that they sleep like a baby. So, you know, different strokes for different folks, you know, depending on the person. But I would like people to really, really get that water in, and I really would like you all to get the exercise in as well. I think, you know, I spent a lot of time on skin, and I did some stuff on nails, too. But you guys know what you need to do for hair. So whatever you do for your skin and your nails, you can do for your hair. But I'm very, very happy about the success of our product, the Hair Growth and Repair, and that a lot of people are noticing the wonderful benefits of taking it. Even though they're taking it for their hair, they're noticing that their skin is clearing up, and some people are having their nails grow. And yeah, that's just one of the things that happens with the Hair Growth and Repair. And a lot of people were like, why don't you call it, you know, hair, skin, and nails growth and repair? And I just don't want to. I think it was really geared for the hair, but, you know, it will help the skin and the nails by default. So when that happens, you know, that's just a good, that's an extra. That's like going to your restaurant and you buy an entree, you get the dessert for free. You know, it's a pleasant surprise. So this is just when your skin and your nails start to get in tune, it's just a pleasant surprise to have. So I like it, and I'm sure you all are liking it. And I just can't change the name. That's another thing I wanted to talk about on the air. I just can't change the name of the product. It's really geared for your hair. A lot of people are starting to notice that. But, you know, if you start having good things happen with your nails and your skin, too, that's good, too. So great kudos to you all for that. I do want to say one thing, and then we're going to end the show because I only have, like, 7 minutes left. But I want to say something. I'm really shocked. it's just amazing, the turn of events, because we don't sell that many products. Celestia Healing Wellness Center, you know, we only sell about 4 products, I think it is. Yeah, I think it's 4 products we only sell, and I think we're going to have one more product come out, and that's it. But we don't really specialize in strictly herbal products. If some people around the world have problems with herbs, they can get it from our company. But we deal with usually combinational herbs. And I thought that the Womb Wellness would be our top seller because Womb Wellness is for women who shrink their fibroids naturally or had their fibroids removed. And our Womb Wellness, which my friend Dr. Hilda from Munich, Germany, and I created together to prevent fibroids from coming back. I would think that that would be our top seller, but it's not. Actually, our top seller, which is the relaunch of our product, the Hair Growth and Repair Supplement, has been relaunched, and that seems to be our number one seller. Our second best is, of course, our Dr. Aquila's Detox, and third is Blood Cleanser, then the Womb Wellness. So, wow, I'm really, really amazed with that. But it makes me want to know why so many people are having problems with their hair. I mean, I kind of know why, but it's shocking that we would get to the point where we allow our diet to deteriorate, you know, our hair like that. I just don't understand it. And I think we need to really we really need to start straightening up and flying right, folks. You know, we have to really get down to dealing with our diet, get that food in there, get the proper food in there, you know, the water intake. You all know the routine. If you don't, then just listen to a lot of my past recordings on how to eat right and how to live right, how to think right, because you need it all. You need to eat right, you need to think right, And you need to be right. So, you know, you can have a healthy body and a dirty mind, and guess what? The dirty mind will affect the body, and it will not be healthy anymore. So that's that. All right, so that's enough from me. We have, like, 4 more minutes left into this episode, and that's that. I'm not accepting any phone calls. Now, look, now the switchboards are filled up. I'm not. I will accept phone calls on, I do believe it's the 21st. I don't have a calendar in front of me. Yes, I do. Hold on. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to restart the question and answer period again. Yep, the 21st. I'm going to start the question and answer period. We didn't do it for this month because of my travels to Germany, which kind of got me out of sync with a lot of the broadcasting. So I think I was out of town during that, during the time we usually do the live question and answer period, every Monday morning on the third Monday of the month. And I couldn't do it this month because I was not in town. So we're going to do it next month. Oh, was it also wasn't in town last month either. So we didn't do a question and answer. I don't think we did one last month. I'm not sure. But we are going to do one for the month of September. So mark that on your calendars. September the 21st at 10 o'clock a.m., we're going to do a live call-in show. But if you can't call in, because I do understand this is during work hours, you can also email me your questions, and I will read it over the air, and I will answer it on the air, and then I will post the broadcast on the website to listen to it. You can listen to it at your convenience, okay? So the 21st of September will be our live question and answers, and you can also email me your question related to any type of health issue, mind, body, or spirit, doesn't matter. And you can go to our website at healingpowerhour.com, and you'll see the email there. And you can also call the office and ask to speak to me or leave a message if I'm not available, which is usually the case, and I will return your phone call, and you can ask a question, and I'll answer it over the air. Then you can also email me. But also, just check out our website anyway, healingpowerhour.com, and just enjoy all of the wonderful information we have there for you. And you can also get my contact information as well as my email address, and you can email me. And I will definitely do that. Now, so thank you so much for calling in. I mean, not calling in, for listening to me. This is Dr. Keela, and this is Healing Power Hour Radio, and this is episode 16. Yay! Wow, we've been doing really well with these episodes. I have no idea when the next episode will be aired, but it will be, I'll notify everybody like a day or two ahead of time. Sometimes I just, you know, feel the need to do it, and I'll feel the spirit, and I'll say, hey, let me just do a broadcast, especially if something goes, you know, happens where I want to talk about on the air. So if that's the case, then I'll do a broadcast. But I want to stay true to this. All right, and once again, throwing an energy out there for a co-host. So if you know someone with good yin energy who would like to co-host with me, and they're also living the holistic lifestyle, please let them know to contact me, or you can contact me too, okay? All right, once again, this is Dr. Akila L., and thank you for joining me on Healing Power Hour Radio. Feel free to go to the website to listen to other broadcasts from previous dates. And we also have a studio broadcast recordings up there as well. And you can go and hear them at your convenience, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you can go to healingpowerhour.com, and you'll see where it says Radio page, Healing Power Hour radio page, and that's where you can listen to it, okay? All right, and also I'll be at the office tomorrow, so you can call at the office hours at 770-603-0141. Once again, 770-603-0141. Thank you. This is Dr. Keeler, and I wish upon you love, peace, health, and prosperity. Bye.